A very warm welcome to this World Game Changers podcast, where your host, Paul D. Lowe, embraces many crucial conversations that compassionately contribute towards creating a better life and world. Paul's intention is very simple, to help get people's inspirational insights and motivational messages out into the world so others may benefit.
Hello, listeners, and welcome back to this World Game Changers podcast episode, where I'm delighted to say I'm joined once again by Nicole Belisle. You may recall Nicole has been with us on four previous episodes under the banner of Challenging Conventional Thinking. So anyway, before I progress, Nicola, very warm welcome, Mom.
Thank you, Paul. We're at it again. I don't know, what is the male equivalent of Mom? Would it be sir, or what would I call you in this context?
touche. You've leveled me out here, Nicole. It would be sir, but I would be flattered stroke embarrassed. So you've neutralized me there, so to speak. Well done. So previously, as I've said, Nicole, we've spoke about challenging conventional thinking. And what Nicole and I decided to do off air last week is really dive into, you know, the power of music. Why, you know, the rhythm, what is it, the words, the energy, what is it? And so we kind of exchanged a playlist. My humble 10 I sent to Nicole against her 130 she sent to me.
I got really into this assignment.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's been really interesting to see the difference, of the two playlists and why that is. I say why that is in the context, you know, is that a cultural thing? Is it an age thing? What is it? Because I think begin to identify that question, you know, not only kind of gives us that insight into music, but if we can come to accept something as pleasurable as musical diversity, maybe, just maybe, that's a catalyst for being more accepting in life in general of other people's thoughts, opinions, just because they don't match with our tastes or our experience or our conditioning. So it's been fascinating for me, Nicole, to dive into this, listen to, I've got to confess, I didn't get through all 130 tunes, but I picked out 10 titles. I went straight away for words that resonated in the title. Any Amazing. Thoughts about this kind of, well, this intro to this fascinating topic of music?
Yeah, well, Paul, this has been such a rewarding experience to get to exchange these playlists with you and even go into the process of making this playlist to share with you. And, you know, to your point about diversity, it's interesting. We have different musical tastes, perhaps in the sense of genre or when the songs came out. And so that, yes, that could be cultural, that could be generational, but I also saw a lot of overlap actually in terms of the themes. Like we each had songs about love, about heartbreak and loneliness. There were songs also about cultural revolution or the evolution of our humanity. And I thought that was kind of cool too, of lyrics that really paint the vision for something else being possible in our humanity. And we both sort of had that as these visionary songs that, dare I say, might define our work or the sense of purpose that we feel. And I can't help but think that a lot of the songs that have become each of our anthems could very well be tied to not only the personal happenings of our lives and those big moments that really shape you, rock you, put you on the ground, whatever it is, but also the way that music invites us into new possibility and invites us into change, I think is also a really worthwhile insight from this whole exercise that we've undergone and assigned ourselves with.
Yeah, yeah. In previous episodes, Nicole, I've done podcasts around the question, time, love or money, which matters most? And I've actually cited music as part of the answer. So when you look at songs around time, very few, relatively speaking. When you look around songs around money, very few, relatively speaking. But when you look around songs with love, wow, inundated, irrespective of which style, energy, genre it comes from. Love is very, very, very prominent, isn't it? Very prominent. And that played out actually in some of the titles and some of the things that I dived into that that you'd sent to me. The American Love Story, for example. So it's interesting how I homed in on the word love straight away. And you've kind of identified that, that despite on the surface of it, this, and I want to play a little bit of devil's advocate here and say this polarized choice of music, because I thought, wow, this is really different. But actually, as you've identified, first impressions, yeah, it might be radically different. But actually, do you know what, guys? It ain't that different, you know?
Right. At least in its essence and in the message, because this struck me too, that the music itself, the genre, the, you know, when the songs came out, that can all be so different, but so much of the themes and so many of the lyrics did come down to love and relationships, at least of some type, even if it was relationship with self in the songs that hit on loneliness and all of this. So I think you're right. I think music seems to be one of those things that does transcend time and even place. And if we look at the essence of our humanity, it's such a representation of what moves us and what is most core to who and what we are. And I really do believe that at our core, we are love, and music as a form of art is such an expression of that, regardless of what the details of tone or lyrics or beat actually end up looking like in the complete rendition of the song. And so, yeah, I'm with you. It's, there was very much a difference in the musical taste and the genres, but not so much on the essence or the key messages that the songs represented.
And, you know, the learning that I've took from this is, you know, and you've mentioned the word a couple of times already, Nicole, and I'm glad you have, loneliness. So what came to my mind is, you know, let's use the term stranger. So you're in a bus queue or the supermarket, or you're feeling a bit lonely. And, you know, we kind of get trapped in our own goldfish bowl, don't we? And I think for me, one of the catalysts to escaping that metaphoric goldfish bowl, spark up a conversation with somebody about music. Total stranger. Take it on board as a personal challenge. Next time you're in the supermarket, you know, and you're standing at the bus queue or you're feeling lonely, you know, drag yourself out of that comfort zone. Topic of conversation, music. Right, where will that take me? It'll take you in 1,000 different directions. And it might only be for a minute. It might be for hours and hours and hours. I know that you and I could, if we were locked on a desert island, we could be there for months and months and months just talking about music until one of us is saying, well, actually, Paul, do you think we ought to catch some fish? Because we've got to eat, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah, I love this of music as a thing that can really unite us. And that word unite showed up for me in, especially in, oh gosh,
Love Revolution Arise.
Fear the World. Oh, yeah, yes. And that too.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah. But this idea of unification and oneness, I think music as something that connects us all and speaks to us all, it's universal, it's non-polarizing, it's non-political, it's something that we get to really keep for ourselves and experience with one another. And I think yes, we can have a conversation about it and it'll go in so many directions. Often music for me is tied to specific memories or specific emotions, and it can serve as almost this map of my life unfolding, of where I was in my life and in my own evolution, depending on the music that I was listening to or the lyrics that were resonating. But I also think, you know, just in doing a decent amount of travel in my life as well, music is such a universal language in that sense, where it transcends any language barriers, and we can feel moved, we can connect, we can dance, even if we can't speak to one another. And to me, this is just one of the most magical, beautiful aspects of music. And I will offer a bit of a personal share on this too, because music has been one of those things that really united me and my father. And I noticed you had a song on your playlist that was really about that father relationship.
Yes.
And I definitely want to hear more about that. But music has really connected with me with my dad too, across communication barriers, not so much language barriers, because we both speak English, but do we both speak the same language in other ways when it comes to emotion, what we're interested in topically? Maybe not, but music has really united us to the point where every Saturday when I'm home visiting my parents, I'm out in the garage in what we call the band room with him and all the neighbors. We have this makeshift band, and sometimes I'm playing the drums, sometimes I'm singing or playing the harmonica, and we're not great by any means, but boy, do we have a great time. And it's become this heartbeat of our neighborhood and of our community, and people who don't even play instruments are drawn to it every Saturday. They want to listen, they want to try to learn a musical instrument, and it just transcends any political orientation that we might have or wherever we might be in our lives. And I can look at my dad as I'm singing and he's playing guitar, and I can feel so connected no matter what our relationship has been in the past. And it's just like, yes, like this is our love language. We so have this in common, and we so get one another. We see and hear one another, and we can have such a beautiful bond through music, no matter what else sits outside of that or what else history has included. So I did just want to share that as something that came up even when I was, putting this playlist together, of the role that music has played in deepening my relationships or helping me understand my relationships. I guess I'll stop there, but I'm so curious too, has that shown up in your life as well, in just how you're connecting with people or how you're understanding yourself? Has music helped you with that?
Oh, massively. Because more so, Nicole, over this last sort of 2 or 3 weeks that we've been speaking deeply around, the power of music, both on and off air. The words are one thing, but, what is it? And I know I've coined the phrase on more than one occasion, listeners, around quoting Dr. Wayne Dyer, do not die with your music still inside of you. And I feel for me, there is something really burning deep inside. And dare I say, as one that doesn't do labels, but I'm going to stick a label on myself, a non-musician. But clearly this, do I know how to play an instrument? No. But there is something so deep, there's unfinished business. My music is still inside of me and it's bursting to get out. And so I love conversations like this that's exploring that, that perceived diversity. But that's not even scratching the surface. Because when you start to speak about your emotions and your connections to your family and your father, etc., it just goes, it's the very core, the very essence of us, is it not? It is with me anyway, and maybe some folks can relate to this, and maybe, might even think, well, music's okay, but I wouldn't go overboard, Paul, like you are seemingly doing. And that's okay either way, isn't it? But I think once you connect with a fellow music lover, there's something magical that really happens, really happens.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And to, to combine our gifts and to combine our artistry in any form of co-creation or mutual love for any form of art, I think is so, so uniting. There's that word again, like it really brings us together and helps us step into something that is greater than ourselves or is deeply felt in our heart, in our souls. And I really live for those types of connections. This is such a beautiful way of moving through the world and inviting in more gratitude, more connection, whether that's music or reveling in the sheer joy and beauty of, you know, having a cup of coffee with someone in the morning as the birds sing and as your day starts, like these defining human experiences that are just so, so beautiful that they can't help but bring us together. And I'm here for all of that, right? And I'm here to connect through artistry, through finding our unique songs and blending that together, whatever that is, whether it's an actual song and music making, or whether it's the message and the mission that is transmitting through you, through your business. I mean, I know with World Game Changers, you have such a strong message, such a strong and incredible mission that just radiates resonance and is a song. Like you're mm-hmm. already a musician. You're already a songwriter in this way because of the mission that you're putting out in the world. And I just see so much non-musical music that is happening and that is at play here in what we create and what we put out in the world.
Mm, that's fascinating to gain that insight. And you know, I embrace and humbly accept that great compliment you've bestowed upon me there, Nicole. That said, there is still that part of me, big part of me, that says, don't want to die with my music still inside of me.
Yeah.
You know, what does that look like? Does that mean kind of, you know, co-creating a record with, you know, and I'm not talking anything grandiose here, but, you know, but just co-creating something, you know, whatever that may be, and then just putting it out there, very much the way we do a podcast or create a book, an anthology. When we've co-created it, it's out there, you know, and it's done. And I think the same, you know, I'm getting this same sense with music that, you know, who is that duet partner? Who is that band? What will this look like? How will it unfold?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And what will the process even be? Because I recently watched that documentary that told the story behind the scenes of the making of that song, We Are the World.
Yes.
I thought it was so good. Yeah. I can't remember if it was on Netflix or something else. But,
Netflix,
oh,
I've
my
seen
goodness.
It. Fantastic.
Yeah.
It was last week I watched it, Nicole. It was because that is, you know, we talk about, well, what I do, I like to kind of, because I believe in openness, you know, the infinite openness of consciousness, I actually paradoxically like to go to the complete extreme and say, let me pin you in and tie you in to just one song, you know, and it's so difficult. But for me, that would consistently come in my top one.
Yep. Yep.
You know,
and I can see why. I can absolutely see why. The magic of how that came together and how much it was a labor of love, right? Like there was so much chaos behind the scenes and it was really difficult. It took all night. People are getting frustrated. You've got different personalities and egos in the room and different creative styles. And yet what was birthed on the other side of that process was such a gift to the world and continues to be a gift and transmute the people who listen to that and receive the message and the power and the love that is in that song. And I think there are many, you know, there are many songs like this where I'm sure the process of birthing that and putting it out into the world was very much a labor of love and took a lot of effort and a lot of working through your insecurities, your shadows. Like I can only imagine what goes into creating a record or producing a song. And then, like you said, once it's out in the world, it's out to impact people, to move them, to invite them into, you know, a new insight, a new feeling, or even dance, like a new movement in their body. And that is just, yeah, it's just so incredible. But that process of creating and creating with others is also fascinating to me. And there's a rare air that I think when we truly come together as co-creators with an intention to create something beautiful or something meaningful, it's so much lines up to make that happen. And then it sort of, the product that falls out of that process has this way of being a bit timeless and continuing to give long after the birth actually happens, just like that song. So I'm really struck by this.
Right. So Mom, I'm going to, this is under the banner of creativity stroke humor. Play with me on this. Play with me.
Sure.
Okay. So Mom, when was the last time a gentleman proposed to you?
Oh, well, it would have been, we're talking marriage proposal or any proposal.
Well, I don't want to kind of constrain things, you know.
Yeah.
Let your mind take you where your mind take. It can be anything or nothing.
Yeah. Well, I think it would have been like 2016 or 2017. There was a marriage proposal. It didn't lead to a wedding. We called that off before it happened, and it was the right choice. But interestingly enough, there's a whole section on the playlist that I sent you that is from that time period. And oh my goodness, when I was putting this together, I was taken back to so many of those memories from the, you know, the act of falling in love and really believing in that relationship and being so hopeful. And then there are songs, you know, after the falling in love phase that are realizing, wow, this isn't, you know, this isn't working. And it flows into the heartbreak songs. And as I was building the playlist, I realized, wow, what a timeless tale this is. This is not a linear playlist that I'm building. And then I started to actually layer in more falling in love memories alongside that one relationship and then the breakup songs. And so I just like now have these collections of all the memories through songs on this one playlist, which is amazing. So anyway, a little bit of a tangent there, but yes, the last time a gentleman proposed to me, it was probably 2016. And it things took a different turn than I thought they would when I was saying yes.
Well, I'm going to offer you a proposal. Okay, some 8 years on, and you're laughing. Obviously, listeners can't see the video that we're recording on at the moment. So I'm going to offer you a proposal, Mom, and it's this. We've spoke semi-consistently on this thread of podcast around USA for Africa 94. We are the world. So my proposal to you, Mom, is this. Let's you and I create parallel lyrics between us, because we don't want to infringe copyrights. I mean, I was almost tempted to say, do you know what, Nicole? Let me propose to you in a way that lets you and I sing that song. But of course, we'd be infringing copyright. But I think what would be really creative and fun, and it would certainly stretch me anyway, but is to co-create some lyrics of that energy, of that ilk, of that message. And then when we've done the lyrics, we'll produce a podcast where you and I will sing them in a duet.
I love it. I love it. Let's do it. Yeah. That I do feel like, especially because of the synergy across us in terms of our mission and the impact that we're trying to have in this world, I do believe that even though we sit across oceans, we are connected to the same vision here. And I think it would be an amazing process to ground that in some lyrics and create something that, that we can share. Absolutely.
So let's just take a moment, listeners, to reflect on what's evolved here, which is essentially Nicole and I's fifth podcast episode, number 5. So we've gone from being introduced as, and I use this term very loosely, strangers, to in barely 5 hours, creating something deeply personal, I might say, extremely heartfelt, mission-driven, definitely. And there's the point I'm trying to make, you know, to take the kind of spotlight. It's not about Nicole and I co-creating, but to use that as a reflection and as an example to say, that's how easy it can be for us in life to go from loneliness to connection to really creating something for the betterment of others. Because even if, you know, we don't have music producers knocking on our respective doors, Nicole, offering to sign us up, it doesn't matter.
Right.
We've created something with love and fun and humour and energy and vibrancy. And then we put it out there. And for me, what will I do personally? the same as I do with every podcast episode, every book anthology, every message, every conversation, I let it go. I let it go because it's out there energetically and it will land where it's meant to, or not, as the case may be.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. It is amazing to look back on how this has unfolded from strangers to co-creators and mission. And I think it's worth naming too that we didn't start with much of a plan for this series. I think we started with a curiosity and maybe a question around non-conventional rulemaking and lifestyle and all of this. Something piqued our interest and we went for it, but we've shown up each time and honored the emergence of this. We've honored the intelligence of this conversation unfolding in real time, and we've trusted ourselves to continually show up to that without a plan. And then the trust, the play, all of this has kind of formed in real time. And now here we are, yeah, playing and creating something together. So what a beautiful journey and process that is so different than a more, dare I say, capitalistic or productivity-based approach where maybe you show up and you're like, all right, what are we producing? What are we making together? And you start with the thing rather than the people. But I think when you do that, you miss the people in the room. And we didn't do that. We got the people in the room first and then just kind of saw what came out of that. And that was unknown until now.
Yeah.
And it is a bit of a surprise. I would have never guessed.
Yeah. And you know, when we talk about the philosophy of being in the moment, I think, you know, in the main, we have been in the moment. And I think what's evolved from being in the moment, because none of this was planned, as you say, and here we are on barely sort of, you know, well, not barely, but we're in our fifth episode, and this has evolved. And, you know, it'll land, as I say, it'll land where it lands. But when we kind of think about that, or what's coming to me at this moment in time, Nicole, and I don't know about you, but this theme of music from episode one really has never been too far away. And so I'm thinking around, okay, so there's a lot more mileage in us obviously throwing the metaphoric ball around on this musical theme. What's the consistency? What's the thread? And I think it's wrapped up in four simple words for me, and I'm really interested to hear your four words, or your words, sorry, not your four words, but my four words are loving music, loving life.
Yeah, I think similar, mine would be music unites us all. And I think I have to throw in another tagline there that is, we are music, which I think we touched on a little bit last time, because we are vibration. And we do have a unique song to sing in this life that is our unique gifts. And when we come together to sing that in a chorus with others to create resonance or dissonance or whatever it is, like it's all just a creative process. And that can be so much fun. Like maybe fun and maybe creation is the purpose.
We can go in so many different directions with this. And I think what we have done, certainly on this first musical, more in-depth musical focus theme, is we've laid a strong platform, very much the same way we did on our first one around challenging conventional thinking. We kind of was all over the place in a very generic sense. We touched upon so much stuff, including music. And then obviously we got more, you know, into relationships as the, you know, the episodes progressed. But what I love what's happened here, there's almost a pattern where this has been broad, it's been kind of all over the place, but I think what it has done for me anyway is laid that solid platform for us maybe as future, you know, there's a mini series in this, I would venture. This as you know, very much we did the mini series around challenging conventional thinking, and maybe this comes on, that maybe this is episode 5, Nicole, of challenging conventional thinking. Yes, it could be. I don't know, my own thoughts on that. I think it deserves its own place, its own title, its own, you know, framework, call it what you will. Any thoughts?
Yeah. Well, it is. I mean, it's interesting because this is sort of an unconventional outcome, right? Like two strangers come together to do a podcast series and end up, producing a song from their hearts. And that is a very unconventional outcome. And there's no goal to make money from that. There's no
No.
goal to gain recognition from that. We're just kind of doing it out of the pureness of creation and emergence and fun. And to just see how that moves us, right? And I just imagine the process of even creating this and stepping outside of past versions of ourselves, like even that is going to invite some unconventional activity, right? I don't usually sit down and write lyrics. I don't usually, well, it's kind of funny the timing of this too, because I'm actually going to a music festival for the next 2 weeks. And I'm going to be traveling in a van with two others. And so it's like all of a sudden, I'm almost being catapulted in real life into road life of a musician. And so this is unconventional too, right? Like I teach executive leadership online, usually from the comfort of my home office. And I'm going to, after this conversation, be thrown into a van and a big road trip to a music festival where it's for the eclipse that's coming in the beginning of April. So there's also this big, astrological event that's happening. And who knows, I might just come out on the other side of that feeling more like a musician because of this conversation and because of the unexpected invitation to write lyrics and connect with my own music. And who knows what your process will be too. So, even that is a bit unconventional. But yeah, this could go in so many directions. I'll have so many stories from the road after this, I'm sure.
Well, I mean, here's the thought. So if, for our next recording, when you're on the road, how about we get the guys involved in the conversation as well? I mean, we talk about make it earthy, make it real, make it live. I mean, let's do that. Let's open this right up, because I think
I love
that
it.
immense gift of opportunity that's presented, there's no coincidences. I didn't know what you was going to say about that, but what a gift, what an opportunity. I'm envisaging, Nicole, in a few days' time when we jump back on a call, where you're in the van with the guys and you're driving wherever you're going, and we're on the road, and it's like, okay, you'll say, right, I'm going to put you on to Fred, Joe, or Bill, one of the guys, and he or she wants to talk about whatever, but we'll start to shape these lyrics, because we to use a Nicoleism, we're looking towards birthing something here. What will it be?
Yes.
Haven't got a clue.
Haven't got a clue. That's amazing. I love
Yeah.
it. And just like organically inviting others to weave their essence into this whole process too. That sounds super, super fun.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think on a, dare I say, a foundational level, Nicole, I think we've laid a very, very, very solid, broad, and diverse platform to start building on in future as part of this mini series. So you decide whether you want this to be episode 5 of Challenging Conventional Thinking, or whether you want to give it, a new name, a new kind of focus, be that whatever. We are music. Music unites us all. Loving music, love it. Whatever it is, you decide. As the mother of this, this co-creation, and we'll shape it from there.
Amazing. Yes, here's to even more emergence and unexpected outcomes.
Yep. And I think I'd just like to close it out, listeners, by saying, okay, so what's this particular episode been around? Is it just two guys having a conversation that's been enjoyable? No doubt those two guys, I use the two flies on the wall scenario, looking at us. And what are these two flies that are listening to me and you speak thinking? And they might be saying, well, clearly those two are enjoying themselves, but what's that got to do with anybody else? What benefit is there for me as the listener in this podcast? What message is there? And I think I've already alluded to one of them from my perspective, Nicole, in as much that, strangers can come together in the most unlikely of circumstances, spark up a conversation about, inverted commas, nothing, then all of a sudden there's this deep kind of vulnerability that starts to open up, which is part of the healing process. We're sharing messages, we're sharing love, we're sharing energy, we're raising vibration. And I think people, and I class myself in that, you know, certainly we don't have that appreciation of just how priceless it is to talk to each other and listen to each other. It is beyond cathartic, in my humble opinion.
Yeah, absolutely. And to, as you said, to come together, to share ourselves, to listen to one another, I just can't help but feel like this series so far has also shown that people can come together from any background with differing views on, you know, monogamy, polyamory, capitalism versus like sharing assets and living in community in the woods. Like it almost doesn't matter where you sit on the infinite spectrums that define us. We can come together in our uniqueness and in our diversity and find the thing that we have in common and find the beauty of our shared human existence. And beyond that, as you say, if you are open to the vulnerability and the connection to occur, and you're open to the emergence, then we can actually start to work together on something, whether it's a solution to a big issue or a song or anything else. And to me, that is just so exciting that this series has kind of unexpectedly and in an unplanned way illuminated what's possible among strangers.
Yeah, absolutely. And therefore alleviating loneliness, because I know we've had that word's been mentioned very consistently in our various dialogues. And so I'll leave it there, listeners, and I'll leave it for you to ponder on what you take out of this amazing dance between what I feel has been an amazing dance and will continue to be so, no doubt, between Nicole and I. And I'm going to leave it there by signing off the way I always do, by saying, remember, the world's changing. How will you sing?
Thanks very much for listening to this World Game Changers podcast episode. Hopefully you found it interesting and helpful. Drop a line to paul@worldgamechangers.org with any thoughts or questions you may have, and he'll be more than happy to respond. Remember, the world's changing. How will you respond?